And we're live, folks.
I'm just hanging with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You.
What's better than this? Guys being
disruptive.
No, don't hit the record. We're already recording. Yeah, you're gonna cuss. Just that's it. Just the intro.
Almost whiffed that.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to Slice and Dice, the Naperville's best podcast about slice of life anime. It's your host Cad Cavell. I'm always joined with Alex Lee. And today, folks, we got a special treat for you. We have a hentai voice artist. We're going to ask her what it's like being in the recording booth, recording voices as a female character gets fucked by tentacles.
Where the fuck do you come up with these intros?
Yo, deadass, I was like, where am I right now?
I'm on my drive here.
And he's like, wait, is this the right podcast?
Yeah, I thought of that when on my way here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you referring to notes, sir?
So I was thinking, like, what are some good moniker names? And I'm like, oh, I'll just pick, like, minor league baseball players. So.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. This is the Guys Being Dudes podcast.
What? And we're not talking about Slice of Life?
No, we're not
doing in hentai?
No, definitely not.
If you want hentai, you got to get Kevin on here.
Yeah, okay.
Dead ass?
Dead ass, bro. Hey, ask him what his birthday card looks like. That's all you got to ask.
Call him up right now.
<Do-do-do>.
He might be working. Anyways, we got Anthony, oh, yeah. Donovan, and as always, Fabrizio.
Oh, I had one more part to this bit.
Oh, my God.
But first, Rush. There we go. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Fabrizio.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me again. I appreciate your time. But this is a new intro.
I can't get past the intro. Everything I had lined up just out the fucking window.
You weren't ready for a little slice of life?
No, I'm never ready for
Bro,
slice
Bro, you
of
were,
life.
Like, so confident with it, too. You were just like, yeah, this is what I got. This is who I am. And I was like.
When did they transition?
I was just like, oh, I clearly have not listened in a while, so that's my bad.
They pivoted. They found a niche market, and they're running with it.
Or as the Gen Z like to say, they 360'd.
I was thinking of another bit. Because
nobody knows that it's actually 180.
Right, 360 just doing a circle.
Yeah, exactly.
But you guys say 360, I'm back on my bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that means you never really...
Yeah, you never did anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've always been on it. I had a Gen Z bit. I can't remember what it was. That's fine.
I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll think about it later. But, yeah, I was thinking of that slice of life joke earlier.
On the way here?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts when you're driving, sir?
Well, mostly, what do you think about when you're driving?
Yeah, what do you think about?
Oof. That's okay. Okay, that's fair. Like, on my way here today, I was thinking about breakfast. Because my breakfast...
The lack of breakfast, or...?
Yeah, so my breakfast this morning was, like...
Some
frozen berries and some... mixed with some protein powder and some water.
Wait,
and
you're trying to bury my...
Like, crunchy fruit?
I mean,
he blended it.
Oh.
Like, I blended in my... Bullet?
Got you.
My bullet blender?
Yeah. No, I got that.
Okay. It's like a blender that looks like a bullet.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. All I heard was like, I had frozen fruit and protein powder. I was like, wait.
All right, that's fair.
Like a scoop of dry protein powder?
That's what I thought. I thought he dry spooned it and then fucking just shook some frozen fruit and just chewed it up.
Dude's wasting no time.
I know. It's just like, when you're in a rush.
Then I had an apple.
Efficient fee.
Very healthy.
And I think I had some, like, clementines or some shit in my jacket pocket. I was like, oh, I'll eat that downstairs, and I totally forgot.
Nice.
Clementine.
I got distracted by the TV show you guys were watching.
Yeah, Primal.
Yeah, we just watched episode one.
Yes. Yeah, that shit was bomb.
Yeah, interesting show.
What did we watch?
Eh. The first episode?
Yeah, I mean, I only got like 3 minutes of it, so. Yeah. My bad on being late.
No, apologies. No, no, good shit. If anything, we're early. No, you're definitely late. We said 11.
Yeah, no, so I said apologies, bro. I showed up, what, 11, like 20-something?
No, you could.
Yeah, we don't. I don't give a fuck, bro.
It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, dog.
Which is great about the recording on the weekends. If you show up late, it's like...
Who cares?
Not like we had anything else planned.
Right, it's not like it's a work night.
Yeah, if we did it on like a Thursday night, you know, 6 p.m. rolls around, you guys still aren't here. Fucking
I'm hitting start. I'm doing my jokes. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, yeah. 9 p.m. is the cutoff.
Yep.
That's so early. Y'all so lucky to go to sleep that early.
Not really. I mean, I'm usually in bed by like 12.
Ugh. I went to bed around like 11 last night. That's a rarity for me.
Anthony, you're like in bed by 8 o'clock.
I know.
That's wild.
He's off his shit.
At least he's consistent about it. I respect that about him.
Yeah.
You gotta stick to a routine. And
yeah, routine is hard, bro.
I'm
discipline.
Consistently in bed like 12 to like 2, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Depending on what I'm doing.
Yeah, it did.
Nice.
That's funny. I thought that was my knife for a second. I'm like, oh, wait, where's mine?
All right, this is the knife fighting portion of the podcast.
Yo, you gripped it like he was ready to.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm thinking about what I like to think about when I drive. And it's mostly just like, what voices can I do?
You're just coming up with content.
Yeah.
On the way here or just in general?
In general. Like, I'll be at work. Like, I'll be driving to work, and it's like, all right, can I do Christopher Walken? Can I do Al Pacino? Can I, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, so Christina, she usually my co-pilot, mm-hmm. and she's, like, brought up to me multiple times. They're like, you're kind of a really mean person.
Like, in what sense?
Like, when I'm driving especially.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm an aggressive driver.
Yeah, I know that.
Very aggressive.
Yes, I know. I've been in the car with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, controlled aggression, though. You know what I mean? I don't get too crazy with it.
Like, you wouldn't pull a Glock on me. I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
that's a shitty standards, respect.
Cut me off. This Glock gonna sing.
Like, there was this dude in a white van who went... He was behind me, and
wait, he flashed a gun at you?
No. He went to my right, and he tried to pass me, and I was like, you fucking moron. But like, I was like, you're a dumb shit. Like, that was all I did. That's all I said. Like, I was just like, you're so stupid, bro. You're in a rush. Fucking leave your house earlier.
Yeah, so. Like, I don't know. Like, so, like, same exact situation, right? Like, I'll get, like, a fucking soccer mom cut me off, like, looking at me funny and shit. And I'll, like, be yelling in my car back. I'm like, that's why your fucking kids are going to hate you when they grow up.
God damn.
Yeah, shit like that.
You just got to give them a thumbs up. You got to remain calm and give them a thumbs up because they want you to, like, flick them off.
It's go time.
Oh, dude. What the fuck? That was a soundboard.
No,
dude,
that was... I pulled up, like, gun ASMR.
Dude, I started looking around, like, yo. I got nervous for a second. Like,
He's like, this isn't COD. Where are we?
Yeah. Like, you guys caught me lacking. Like, naked and afraid. I'll do like shit like that like 24/7.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, respectfully.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's like what I do when I'm driving.
No, I usually throw my hands up in there and I'll point at them like, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like a boppity boopy person.
Yeah,
like,
an Italian. Yeah, I'll do like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm driving just
like, who gave you your license?
Hey, I'm fucking driving here.
I don't know, I'm just big head, just fucking, I'm just nothing but anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also have like a low vehicle that you can whip around people. See, I can't do that. I'll just like flip over.
I did some fucked up shit the other day. I cut off a semi.
Bro, you're stupid.
No, not like that. I mean, I had hella space. Don't worry. Like, it wasn't like
brake check.
I was gonna get sandwiched type of thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say they don't stop on a dime.
No, he fucking we were coming off the ramp and I guess the car that was, you know, on the right hand side was going a little too slow for him. So here I am. I'm doing like 65, like coming up on him fast because the dude's going slow.
Mm-hmm.
He just cuts over, and I'm like, now I'm like immediately stuck right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, dude, you know, like truck's supposed to stay on the right side anyways, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when that shit happened, I cut back over to the left when it opened up again, and then I just went around, just cut him off, and just fucking kept going.
You crazy, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
I just don't understand the purpose of cutting him off. Just stay in your lane.
Freak him out.
You dumbass.
You guys ever feel like you're threading a needle, like when it's a like, let's say it's three lanes.
Has a story. He's seen me thread the fucking needle, dude, back when I had the Tacoma.
Like when you have a semi in the left, semi in the right, and you're in the middle, and you're like, well, got to get past him. You just got to fucking just thread that.
That's bro, what you meant. No.
I've had it when like two cars were like one on each side of like the opposite lanes, whatever. and they were going towards the center. And I just was like, oh, they're going to hit. And they're going to, this is like on 495, we're going like 70 plus. Yeah, like, yeah. I was like, they're going to hit and just like pinball everywhere. And I like honked my horn and then I shot right past. My sister was like, why would you do that? I was like, bitch, I don't want to die. At least I'm in front of them.
Yeah.
You see in your rear. Yeah, exactly. You know, as long as the accident's behind you.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah. You just look at everything blow up in the rear view mirror.
Ask Joel, ask your brother about this story.
Okay.
And there was one time, so I was in the Tacoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you said threading the needle, I thought you meant like making a really close pass.
Mm.
So there were these two cars on this back road. It's right behind Hard Times. I don't know if you know that side road that connects to Old Key Mill.
Yeah,
The little library on the right.
Pohick?
No, it's not
Pohick. Seidenstricker?
Whatever. No. This is like Springfield.
You're near the Springfield Plaza.
Springfield Plaza.
Okay.
You know that road, if you make a right, it'll curve around
behind Hard Times,
and there's that library on the corner.
I think so. Right here. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that,
yeah.
So that little road, there's two cars driving slow as fuck. I think the speed limit on that road's like 35, 40. We're going like 25, 30, you know, so like slow as fuck. I'm in my truck. I'm like back and forth. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And one guy pulls ahead just very slightly, and keep in mind, I've got a truck. There was just a gap. I fucking floored it, and I sent it. I squeezed, like, diagonally through that tiny gap.
Wow.
Dude, Joel was screaming in the car. He's like, darn it! He's like, dude, that was too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was not my proudest moment, but it's definitely a funny story. Damn, that happens fucking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? He was still here. He was still in high school, I think.
Yeah, so that...
Bro, that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah,
if anything, he just graduated. Yeah, it was like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
If we graduate... Yeah, we graduate in 13.
Yeah, so we'll have a 10-year anniversary next year.
Are you going to that?
Fuck no, bitch. I don't want to see nobody. Respectfully, if you hear this pod and you're from Lake Braddock and I don't talk to you and you don't want to reach out, then I ain't going to be fake and pretend like I want to see you. Fuck that. Like... You know, best of luck to you in your future endeavors. It is what it is.
Yeah, I told myself
I would
go. Stone
listens. She's like, damn, my avid student.
Oh, my God.
Wait, didn't she get married and change her name?
Who?
Miss Stone? Oh, was that her married name? Wasn't she married?
I don't know.
All right, my bad.
Anyway. Yeah, if you're from Lake Braddock, we don't fuck with you, fuck you.
if you're from Lake Braddock and we don't fuck with you, feel free to reach out because...
Fuck you anyways.
Yeah.
Well, no, because communication is a two-way street. And then after that, fuck you.
Sure, man.
Gotta be an adult about it. And then,
we can be petty. It's really 10 years, huh?
Yo, that sucks. Crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
I told myself I would go if I had fuck you money so I could just flex on everybody.
True. Yeah, can you imagine just pulling up and be like, yeah, I'm the fucking astronaut billionaire tycoon.
That one guy that like gets dropped off by a helicopter on the football field.
That'd be sick.
Nah, I don't really give a fuck about many people from Lake Braddock.
Well, yeah. I don't either.
If I do, it's like you guys, like people who I still talk to.
I mean, I would show up and just be super fake and just be an ultra douche. You'd be like, fuck you. Like, I could buy and sell your company for cheap.
Yeah. I could buy and sell your wife for cheap, bro. That's what you gotta stand on. I mean, like. Or their husband. I mean, whatever. You know, you never know.
Oh, Brian, losing your hair?
Dude, there were people losing their hair senior year.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say names, but no, Anthony and I know.
I'll censor it out. Don't worry.
Say the name.
Yeah, dude, he was.
Oh, okay, true.
Yeah, he was thin, not like thinning, right? He was losing his hairline.
Yep.
Receding hairline.
He was getting that reverse mohawk.
Yeah.
It's just.
Reverse mohawk, bro. Chill.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll censor his name, though.
He was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was chill.
I had a sports science with him.
Oh, word. Okay.
We also had English with him, too.
Yeah, we did.
With De La Zua.
Yep.
I wonder if any of the teachers got hotter. See, that's the only reason I would want to know. Like,
well,
got hot?
I don't think De La Zua got any hotter.
I don't think, you know, I don't think teachers get hotter,
unless.
Bro.
I don't know, bro.
You know, the March of Time and all that.
I don't know. Like, they might have been ugly when they were in high school and they got hot now.
I mean, doesn't that just mean your preferences changed?
No, I'm saying, like, maybe they got better with age.
Or they
like
got
a fine wine.
Press X to doubt.
This bitch. Well, I probably can't afford implants on a teacher's salary.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I didn't.
All right,
get
we need to pay teachers more so they can afford plastic surgery, folks. That's our new incentive on Guys Being Dudes. Podcasters for teachers to get plastic surgery.
Just move to Korea, bro. That's
please, like, email
us. Thailand, but you're gambling if it's a dude or a girl, though.
If you want to donate to our cause, please email your credit card information to bbwteachers@gmail.com. We'll need your social. I mean, send us your social security card too, so we know it's really you.
What the fuck?
What? You don't want to support the cause?
No.
Okay.
You're so unsupportive, bro.
It's time to do an ad.
Dude,
read.
I'm just saying, from my little like horny 14-year-old perspective.
Yeah.
I would not have been able to fucking pass any classes if I had a smoking hot teacher
who just showed. I mean, can you imagine?
No. Yeah. I passed. Geometry, Barnhart was hot.
I wonder if we find her.
I didn't
Facebook.
Have her.
Yo, she had an ass like fucking
I know,
two dodgeballs.
I promise you, I would not have been able to focus because every time she turned around writing on the board, I'd be like,
boing, that's the sound of my wiener.
All right. This guy.
But yeah, no, nah, like, which, Anthony, would you be able to focus in class if your teacher was smoking?
What was Barnhart's first name?
Teresa or
dude, same Bessa shit. You know that fucking shit? Basic intro to fucking college class, SDV or whatever at Nova made you take it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a smoking hot professor.
She
hot ginger. Didn't pass the class, and that's like the easiest fucking course. It's literally like how to college.
Damn.
Like, how do you take note? Yeah, seriously.
What did she teach? Math?
Yeah. No, she was teaching fucking how to college.
No, I'm talking about Barnhart.
Oh, Barnhart, yeah. There's
geometry.
Yeah.
Like, Brad, 2010.
Anthony's got a picture of the yearbook. Like,
20, no, no.
Yeah. 2009, because I was a freshman taking a sophomore class.
Okay.
Wait, did you say you were a junior taking a sophomore class?
No, I think I was I was either a freshman or an eighth grader taking a sophomore class.
I swear you were the smartest of the three of us.
Nah, I was good at math. That was it.
I can't find her. All right.
Anthony and I suck dick at everything.
Pretty much.
I can't do English or history. That shit sucked.
AP US History is the only class I got a 3 in for the A push.
Dude, I don't even think I passed any of my AP tests. Like, none of them.
Dumbass.
I know.
Kidding.
And actually, I kept taking AP classes in the hopes, like, you know, maybe I will absorb something.
Dude, it just bites you in the ass if you want to go to grad school.
Why? They'd be like, oh, they're like, see that you took your AP class and...
No, they're like, where'd this, like, you know, you pull your transcript, and on your college transcript, it says, like, you know, like, 3 credits history, but it has no, like, no other information, right? Like, okay. No teacher, no nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, when I was applying for grad schools, they're like, where's this history credit coming from? And, you know, it's been like 5 years since I took that class.
I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, so I'm like, I have no fucking idea. And then it clicks. I'm like, oh, that's like AP. A push.
Yeah.
So I like emailed them. I emailed this college I was applying to frantically.
I remember.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I took A push in like my junior year of high school. I could try to get my transcript, yada, yada. And they're like, whatever, dude. Thanks for clarifying. Most athletes can't injure.
Scroll up, I found her.
Oh, yeah, but that's just okay. Oh, but she's in Lorton.
Yeah, now she's in Lorton.
Did you find her IG?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh, shit. Can you find her IG?
Let me do some work.
All right, Mr. FBI.
Dude, we're being fucking gross. We're creeping on our old teachers.
All right, welcome to Come Town, the podcast where we creep on old teachers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, that happened to me last time.
Yeah, yeah.
You really just got to reef down on it.
Yo, I thought you were going to say twist his dick.
Twist his dick. Give him the old dick twist.
Grab him by the dick and twist it.
Folks, if...
twist dick.
Folks, if you really enjoyed our content about creeping on our old teachers, head on over to adamandeve.com and use promo code GBD for 20% off your next purchase.
Okay, so Fabrizio's not hip to waifus. I think we talked about this on a previous episode, waifus.
Yeah.
Are you hip?
Yeah, I know what a waifu is.
No, I was gonna say, why do you say waifu versus waifu?
Do you know what a waifu is?
Is that when a cholo hops on a surfboard?
No.
Waifu?
This bitch.
And cancel.
Woo!
I think the roommate's sleeping.
I don't care. Yeah, I got 5 cents to make, so...
No, waifu. So, like, you know, like, so
waifu?
We know. We know what a waifu is. A waifu is wait, you know, W-H-E-Y.
Oh. It's just
like buff-ass chicks.
Now I get it. Now
so
it
that's like
sense.
A new what kink chicks? On buff.
Oh, buff
like just
chicks?
Fucking cut.
Yeah.
Like one time, post like would you guys hit yes or no, and it was just like that super cut white chick.
Yeah
And so that's like the internet's new, that's like a new kink now.
Okay.
Gross. So you know, like at, you know, fucking early 2000s was like fucking My Little Pony / furries type shit, you know, it got weird.
Isn't it called bronies?
That's like dudes who like My Little Pony.
Yeah, that's what they called themselves.
Oh, okay. I don't know, I'm not part of the community.
Know, but like, you know, like, and then like, you know, later on it progressed. You know, it was like MILFs, and then like, you know, recent past 5 years is probably like step bro. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
like,
you so
know,
now the wait, girl, goth girl was hot for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big titty goth girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now
yeah.
Waifus are in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Can't
way more
women
waifus.
Just exist without us sexualizing them?
Facts.
You know, just let them be, bro.
I think the issue is more that we publicly sexualize them. I feel like women sexualize men, like assuming hetero norms, right?
Oh no, dude, it goes both ways. Oh my god.
But they do it in very, very like low key.
Well, yeah, they don't put it on the internet, but they'll talk about it with their friends. I've seen that shit happen.
Yeah.
I went out to dinner with a bunch of girls and
play over here.
They listen, relax.
It ain't like that.
It's not. But so we were at Iron Age, and the reason that we fucking went to Iron Age was because the host was hot. And you're like, oh my god, guys, like, look, there he is. Like, damn, like, the things I would do to him. And I'm just sitting there, like, fucking, like, what the fuck is going on?
But dick getting see, rock hard.
The shit that bothers me about that, I'm like, so fucking go up to them and say something.
Yeah, no, but, you know, they won't. They're like, oh my god, there was, like, this one time where I took a picture and the flash was on.
Wow, that's creepy. See,
yeah,
that's
shit like that. That's what I'm saying, bro. But girls do that shit, too.
Like, I don't mind checking out a girl, like, when they're around me.
Yeah,
like,
but I won't take a picture.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, let me
save this for later.
That's just uncomfortable, bro.
No, but...
Like, if you switch roles, would you be okay with that? No, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit's lame. Shit, and then if you think they're really hot, how about you go say hi or some shit? Like, be like, hey,
I mean,
nice
I've
shoes.
I've done that. I think you guys were there. Remember, fucking, holy fuck, this is years ago. We went out to, like, Chili's or some shit or Applebee's with Kenya.
That was not me.
And there was that one Korean waitress that we had, and then, like, you guys are gassing me up.
Oh.
Do you remember?
This sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, yo, just fucking ask for a number. I'm like, fuck it, I'll ask for her number. And she gave it to me. Her fucking boyfriend
boyfriend.
2 weeks later, he's like, hey, can you stop hitting her up? I'm like, hey, man, it's cool. Dude, do you want to come hang out too? And he's like, nah, we good, bro. I was like, all right. That's how it ended. Yo. Like, listen, like, I wasn't trying to, you know, I was just trying to get to know her.
Right.
You know, she, you know, like, I blame her for whatever the fuck happened because, like, she did not make that shit clear. You know
well,
what I mean?
I mean, she could have just been like, hey, I'm not interested. Like,
it doesn't matter. Or, like, you know, I've got a boyfriend. He wouldn't be cool with that. I'd be like, all right.
Pass me some of that blanket.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Pass me that one.
It doesn't matter if someone has a significant other or not to me.
Well, it's just, yeah, exactly. It's just communicating, you know, yes or no.
Right. It's like, even if you did.
It doesn't matter the reason. You could have just
said
no.
You could have just said no. Like, you had that right.
And I would have been like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Like, that shit would have hurt your ego, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I respect that.
All right, here's Feel Good Ink, folks.
Wait, okay, so who else is mooching off of another streaming site? Because Anthony and I were talking about this for a second.
Yeah.
Are you mooching off of anyone's streaming services?
Define mooching. Like, am I financially compensating someone?
No, like mooching, like, yo, like, let me get your Netflix password.
No.
No,
wow.
No. Ah, good for you.
I financially compensate people, and people financially compensate me. Damn. Fuck your mooching. I'll change my password.
You guys are
on
both
you.
Better people than me.
No, yeah. I would change my password and be like, yo, I changed my password unless you want to pay me money.
Oh, word.
Like, I'll give you my password if you give me money.
Well, okay, so the thing is, so what we do, so I've got a thing going with my cousin. So basically, like, if I have any streaming services he doesn't have, I'll give him my password and shit, and he'll, like, you know, trade.
Right. That's fair.
So
you're compensating him or her
in a way,
some shape.
Yeah. I mean, I only just started doing it, like, a couple nights ago. Otherwise, he was just cool with it. He's like, yo, here's my fucking password.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. But that's fine. It's all consent.
Yeah.
What a cool dude.
Well, I'm just asking, you know, like, are you guys, like, anybody else, like, mooching like that?
Nah.
Do you know anybody that is? You know, is anybody mooching? I mean, you said no because you said, like, yo, I want to see some fucking paper before you get that password.
Yeah.
Anthony, is anybody, like, you know, sharing your accounts with you and your girl?
Not our HBO. I don't think anyone's mooching our Netflix.
Disney Plus, maybe.
Wait, I guess I'm mooching off of my roommate Yanni's, some of her stuff, or some of Chris's, who's her significant other.
Hey there, Chris.
Shout out, Chris.
Hey, Chris. I can't whistle my asses.
Shooting ladder.
That's the hardest part, is whistling your asses.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane does a good job with voices, though.
Hey there, Chris. Yeah, I can't.
You got close.
It's Chris.
But you, like, you can hear.
But it's like, I have to, like, say it, then whistle. I can't, you know, say it and whistle at the same time.
I think I nailed it one time with the whistling, and I was never able to do it again.
It's tough.
Folks.
But I feel like if I figured it out, it would just be permanent.
Yeah. So, yeah, just whistle your asses all the time. Yeah,
exactly. And then it would just become habit, and then you just known as a whistling-ass dude.
Yep.
A whistling-ass dude, bro.
Yeah, imagine going to work and, like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, you know.
That's I thought you were going to, like, introduce people, like Joey back in the day in college. He'd be like, yo, this is Fabrizio. He's got three nipples. And I'm like, why the fuck are you introducing me?
This is Donovan. He whistles his asses.
You know what? That's so funny you brought that up. Why? Because that's how I introduce you to people.
Why? Why?
Well, no. I mean, okay, first of all, you know, it'll be like, yo, Fabrizio, one of my best friends. This dude, legit. Love him to death. 10 out of 10 wood friend again. You know, be like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, fun fact.
He's got a third nipple.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
that's
man?
How I introduced you to Christina.
What the fuck?
That's how I talked about you guys. Yeah, I mean, Anthony, he's like, yeah, I best have friend. A third. 10 out of 10, wood friend again. Fun fact, missing an arm.
That I am.
What's Suki's intro?
I think he's a dentist.
Oh, okay, word.
So we get fucking our abnormalities, and Suki's like, oh, yeah, he's a dentist.
His profession.
His
profession. Like, what stand out the most? And I'm like, oh, Anthony works
that I do. That's getting censored.
Okay.
That's true.
Just censor everything except that.
Yeah. Color
die. That's cool though.
Speaking of Suki being Dennis though, what's the fit? What are y'all wearing?
Oh, true. I mean, like right for the now, white
coat.
Or,
oh,
right now?
No, for the white coat.
Oh, white coat. Well, yeah, I'm not going to the white coat. I won't be able to make it, unfortunately. All
right, what are you wearing?
To the ball, I'll go.
I'm gonna wear the same thing I am to the ball to the right white now? Coat. Okay. No, I'm wearing I'll wear a suit.
Yeah,
I'm going suit. I need new loafers. So if I can snag new loafers by now till then, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going like navy suit, white collared shirt, no tie.
Word. Okay.
Dude, I just had to buy a new suit.
I want to get one today, right there? Or at least get
measured. No. That's the old suit that I bought 9 months ago. I do not fit it anymore. I got that shit custom tailored. I don't fit it at all anymore.
Too big or too small?
It's too small now. I got big.
Damn, bitch, stop gaining weight. Respectfully for your health.
I mean, you know, like, that relationship weight, you know, I guess you could say I'm very happy.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to be in a relationship. They make you fat, yo.
It happens.
I mean, I think that's just on me because I just end up eating.
No, everything. Because you end up cuddling more and eating more, and you bond over eating and watching movies and cuddling.
Well, okay, so my biggest factors is that, like, I haven't been working seriously,
Like working out?
Blue collar shit anymore.
Yeah.
So that's number one.
Oh, yeah. That makes a huge difference.
You get like a dash job, man.
You gain easy so 20. Easy. 20 easy.
Oh, I'm at like
easy,
35
baby.
Now.
Oof.
I know.
Get in that
like
40.
Fucking 6 months, 35 pounds.
You got to make that shit muscle, baby.
But yeah, I told that's why I keep telling her. It's like, imagine I start working out. I get fucking jacked to shit. Turn all this muscle, all this fat into muscle. And she's like, do it. I'm like, listen, you can't just like say it like that because I'm not going to do it.
You got to be like, say it like, do it, daddy, and then I'll do it.
That's going to make it worse. I'm like, hell no.
Oh. Hell
what
no.
What if she says,
Wilbert?
Do it, father?
That's even, I don't know if that's any
for
better.
Me, father?
Are you a fucking priest?
I know. I was going to say, like, yeah, I'm not going to touch you.
She's a nun, bro.
That doesn't make it any better.
I don't know. I'm not religious.
What the fuck was I going with this? Anyways, yeah, so, like, I had to get a fucking new suit. And, like, I just found, dude, my chest size, I'm like a 44 chest.
Yeah,
man,
I can see that easy.
Big old titties, boy.
Yeah, I got big titties.
But if I'm like a 40 or 42, you're easily a 44.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're so much bigger than me.
Dude, what are you?
I maybe hit, like, 30.
Damn.
What?
Like, I think I came in at like a 28 last time.
You're the leanest, though, out of all of us.
I'm just, I don't feel like, it's just in the chest. I got this nice little gut going.
Oh, you I thought he was going to buy his dick.
You want to talk about gut?
Yeah. Yo, he straight looked like he was grabbing his dick.
About to fucking just onto the table.
My fucking tiny ass prickadell.
Look at that jiggle back, though.
Yeah, so
what's Christina's all that motion?
Christina's been treating me like a fucking bag of rice lately. You know, you see it at the grocery store, you just got to hit it. Yeah, that's me. So I'm like her personal bag of rice. So, and like at one point, I was like, why the fuck? So I did it to myself, and I just saw like the fucking waves, bro. Like the whole body. I'm like, jiggle, jiggle. Fuck.
Jiggle, jiggle.
It doesn't make me feel good seeing that, but like, you know, I'm also not unhappy. You know what I mean?
Jaw feel.
It's just more than that. Like, if I got back into it, it would definitely just be just to be healthy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I'm not ready for that.
To be healthy?
Yeah.
Yo, I woke up this morning and I got out of bed. I was like, I don't fucking want to go to the gym. I don't want to fucking go to the gym. And I just stayed on the treadmill for like 5 minutes and I was like, all right, the endorphins are kicking in. I'm Gucci being here, bro.
Yeah. You just got your
I worked out this morning.
Yeah. Did you?
I did. I went to CrossFit, kicked my ass.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to do forearms, bro. The
curl. Masturbators.
Wow. All right. Yeah. That's one way of saying it.
Do I have weights here?
I just want to pop my veins.
All right, folks. Here's Walking on a Dream, Empire of a Sun.
What's up with these random songs?
Yeah, for real.
There we go. Now we're floating.
Hey, yo, let me get some water.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot to get this water.
No, dude, we're parrying it.
Oh, it's because I see copyright laws.
Yeah, so to get around that, I say we parody a radio show.
That's how that works.
Thank you, my good sir. Yeah. I appreciate your water.
I looked online. When it comes down to it, it's really the judge's decision if you're, like, parodying enough. So we just got to make a convincing argument. Like, yeah, we're parodying.
How are you going to be a radio show without music?
Yeah. It's just a podcast, then.
Our voices are angelic enough.
Folks, go to Mattress Discounters this weekend. Go up to your person who's helping you and say, Guys Being Dudes sent me to get arrested on the spot.
What?
What the fuck?
Again, use promo code Guys Being Dudes for absolutely no money back, no money down, one free ticket to the penthouse. All right, here's more Rush.
Yo, chill with it. Hey, what are y'all eating for lunch?
Call me the working man.
For lunch? Yeah. I have no plans for lunch.
Yeah, Sam. I kind of want to go to Chutzpah.
Chutzpah's good.
Yeah, it's a hike.
It's a Jewish deli.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Pearly's down in Richmond.
Oh, is that where I got drunk as fuck? No, you weren't there.
No, I was not there.
You weren't there.
I got
you weren't
so
here
plastered, yo. I've like one drink.
You weren't here for... You weren't in Richmond with us when we went to...
Oh, word. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's just like they do deli food.
Like corned beef sandwiches and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really know what that's like. I've never eaten corned beef sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you would like Chutzpah then.
The only rub is it's all the way out in
Fairfax.
Yeah, Fair Oaks.
Bro, that's like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, from here. 20-25 minute.
Yeah.
That's not that far.
It's a hike from here.
Ha, bitch, shut up. And look, if it's 30 minutes and less, it's like an average Nova drive.
I mean, yeah. 30, yeah, yeah. I mean, from this spot, we're 30 minutes from everything. 30 minutes from D.C., 30 minutes from Centerville, right. 30 minutes from, you know.
I thought you were going to be like, yo, it's like Dallas an hour City. And a half in Maryland.
I'm like 25 minutes away from like fucking Carpe Day's house.
Boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's trying to make your job easier.
It's the thrill. Yeah. I still have to edit last week's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I got this whole weekend to do. So this one's coming out in 2 weeks. So let's make some predictions. What do you think's going to happen from now?
Oh, dude, I fucking called it, though. Remember fucking a couple years ago?
This one will come out Super Bowl Sunday, folks. By the time you hear this, the team wouldn't have won. So I'm going to pick.
Who's in the running right now?
Los Angeles Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Rams are predicted to win, right?
Yeah, they're the favorite.
Yeah. I'm going to go Rams.
I'll go Bengals just to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bengals because underdogs are better than the fucking supported. All right.
You hear that here, folks. Those are Super Bowl Sunday predictions. Go to FanDuel.com. Use code GBD for your first risk-free bet. Bet up to $500 and they'll match you if you use code GBD. And if you can't pay, they'll personally send Roscoe the Hitman.
We can't sell out unless we're getting paid, bro. It's just free advertisement at this point.
I know. That's the funny about it.
No.
See, the
we're
joke.
We're going to do something, get it for free, bro. Otherwise, we won't get offers. They'd be like, they're doing it for
free.
Yeah,
FanDuel's like, yeah, they're doing it for free. See, the joke here is the absurdity of it, that we're actually going to get paid by an advertisement company or, you know, some fucking company to pay us.
We don't have enough followers. I think we're like five zeros too short of how many listeners
five
we need.
Five zeros. Here we are. Yeah, folks. We kind of want to start getting paid for this a little more. So tell your friends. Go to apple.com. Give us 5 stars. Give us 5 stars on Spotify.
Buy some bots online.
Nah, bro. You got to tell your wife. Tell your husband. Tell your sneaky links. Tell your moms. Tell your dad.
Sneaky
your
link. Kids. That's a new thing I learned like this year sneaky or last year. Link. Yeah. Sneaky
I don't
link.
Know. I
didn't
really
know what that was until like last year.
I'm like, just it's a friends with benefits.
Yeah.
But see, friends with benefits, everybody knows that you guys are together.
Yeah, but sneaky link is just like low key.
It's just you and them though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, we can like for clarification, it's like,
well, obviously we have a racist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people.
Oh my god. This song throwback.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife. Sorry, that's what he when Fabiz was like. Tell your wife, tell your sneaky link. That's what made me think of that.
Bitch.
Yeah. Sneaky link's funny because it's like, you know, just friends with benefits on the DL.
Right. I'm like, I thought friends with benefits was on the DL anyways. Like, if everybody knows
well,
that
yeah,
friends
exactly.
with benefits.
Might as well be dating.
Yeah, you might as well be together.
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of circles you run in. You know, like some of those people, they're just like, oh, we're just fucking.
Yeah, my wife would kill me
or
if
like,
she knew
yeah,
about
I'm just
my
piping
friends
her.
Benefits.
You know what I mean?
I'm piping.
That's a joke, folks. No one heard it.
So. I'm laying the pipe.
Yeah, you know, it depends on what circles you're running in. But like, if you're one of those like kind of keep to yourself people,
yeah,
you know, like you wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, you just got to dickmatize them. I already told you that.
The guys being dudes word of the day, folks, is dickmatize.
Donovan, please spell dickmatize for the crowd.
D-I-C-K-M-A. T-I-Z-E.
Dickmatize.
Dickmatize.
can you use it in a sentence?
Is it yeah.
I'm going to dickmatize you tonight.
Country of origin?
Yeah. Are there any other pronunciations of the word?
Can you please use it in a sentence?
Dickmatize.
Come on. Because it's hypnotized.
Biggie, biggie, biggie,
biggie. Can't you see the way your penis hypnotized me? See, that's a parody. We're good.
Yeah, that's what dickmatize is all about. You got to hypnotize him with a dick.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, what do we want to do for lunch, man?
I don't know. Well, whatever.
I wanted to know if you guys wanted to go to the mall with me in regards to getting a suit. Or at least get tailored and measured,
which,
whatever.
The Springfield Mall?
That's what I was thinking.
That works out because I need to go to the Springfield Mall.
So the guy that I go to, so he gave me, I mean, what's your budget?
So, my understanding, a decent suit's like $500.
Okay, so, like, the suit I got, mm-hmm. $400 for everything.
Yeah, I paid,
adjustments
like...
adjustments and all that.
Okay.
I got a Jose Cranks suit, and I paid, like... I didn't pay $500 for mine, so... Yeah.
I mean, the guy I went to, he cut me a deal, so, like, when... Hey,
is my laptop... Can you look in my bag and get my laptop? Sorry to interrupt.
But anyways, so, The guy that I go to, he's like local owned. He's like fucking, I think he's Italian.
Oh,
you know, he's legit. You know, he's got like a bunch of Vietnamese ladies working for him.
Pimp, yo.
And so I went in like last week and he pulled out a jacket and pants. I looked at the jacket, it was like five something. I'm like, fuck. And they pulled out the pants, almost another $200. I'm like, fuck. That's not including the adjustments and shit.
Fuck yo.
And
right.
So we get up to the register. He's like, I'm going to cut you a deal. I was like, okay, let me see what this dude's got. Otherwise, we're going to start over and find out another suit and then measure that, you know? Because they don't take your measurements, like, traditionally. They just fucking, like, hold it up to you And then, like, they're, like, adjust it as they go. You know, like, do you want your sleeve up here?
Right, yeah.
And they'll
yeah.
mark it like that. Right. So they don't, like, measure, like, traditionally. Yeah. But the dude, fucking, he's like, all right, listen. The pants, I'm going to throw that in there. Not even going to charge you for it. The adjustments, not going to charge you for that either. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, that's, like, fucking almost $300 off right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, in the jacket, I know it says five something. I'll give it to you, everything, $400. So,
$400.
Yeah, so he gave me like a $700 suit for fucking $400.
Word.
So that's like my guy, and he did that suit and the one that I just bought. So that one I got in a I got in a deal with AK.
The new one?
That one right there, the one that was hanging.
Oh yeah. That's the old one.
Yeah, so that's the old one. I got that with AK. I think we both, you know, the total for two suits was $500.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I think we did we did like a he had a deal going on, like two suits for fucking, you know, like fucking $400. I think yeah, like each suit was $200.
Damn, based.
But the adjustments, you know, cost up. So I think I paid $300 for all that. And then I got him to throw in some like handkerchiefs and shit.
Nice. I have handkerchiefs. Yeah. Well, like bright colored ones at least.
I believe they're called pocket squares.
Oh yeah, sorry.
God, idiots.
Whatever, dude. But yeah, pocket squares.
Sha-sha-sha.
But this dude, yeah, I like him a lot.
Where you got a business card?
Nah, it's a fucking.
Tell him to put us on.
It's in Annandale. It's the one right by Pollo Loco, the Francis Murphy, whatever.
Chicken Pollo.
Yeah, Chicken Pollo.
Pollo Loco, you racist?
That's another store, though.
Yo, Chicken Pollo has gotten down in quality. It actually,
yeah, Chicken
now.
Pollo, yeah, it's not that good. Super Chicken Tyson's.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you see that?
Yo, get the fuck out of here! You tell me Super Chicken and Tyson's ain't good?
I haven't had that one, but it just sounds terrible.
No, super, dude, that's my favorite.
Super Chicken.
Oh, my God.
It's the best one, in my opinion. Nah. Fuck it. Yo, let's get Peruvian chicken. I'm going to show you.
Have you seen that Korean chicken spot?
The fucking Chino's going to show the Latino where the fuck
you're
to get.
Not even Chinese.
Yeah. Oh, but yo, tell that to all the other Latinos that call me Chino.
That's because they're racist. I hate that shit about
everybody
us.
Is Chino. No Koreano. Oh, yeah, no fucking.
For real. I'm like, Vietnam.
No Vietnamito. There's no, just everybody Chino.
Because then they'll get mad. They're like, we're not Mexican. I'm like, yeah, but you do the same shit to other races. So I'm just saying, keep that same energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, fuck that shit. It irks me. Yeah. I'd be slapping the shit out of my family members for it.
Vietnamito sounds like amino, like you're an amino acid group, you know?
Vietnamito.
Vietnamito.
Like Vietnamito. There's a T in there at the end.
Vietnamito?
Yeah.
Oh, buongiorno.
Vietnamito.
Buongiorno.
Oh, there's something that fucking, I think one of my pet peeves about Anthony, he's never been able to pronounce Vietnamese, ever.
Vietnamese. Yeah, that's the part that fucks me up. So
he always switches the M in the N, so he's like Vietnamese.
Yeah, that's what fucks me up.
Oh, shit, he got a speech impediment, bro. Don't make fun of him.
Speech impediment.
I also can't say specific without, like, really signing it out.
Yeah, he made a whole face for it.
I heard I'm too lazy to keep trying. I'm just going to say it the way I say it.
What?
That's fair.
I was like, I said, all I heard was that you're too lazy to keep trying. So you're just like, fuck it.
Fuck it, man. I am who I am.
It's cool. I mean, that's why we're still homies and shit. So it doesn't bother me that much, but like in the back of my head.
Look, man, I know I'm a piece of shit, all right?
I know you do this shit on purpose sometimes.
No, I'm not.
No, you do it. I know
Bro,
you
I
do
swear
it.
To God, no, when no, I try no. to say Viet.
Vietnamese.
Viet?
He's got to say the whole name.
Numbies.
Vietnamese.
There you go. No, but like.
I feel like I got marbles
no.
in my mouth.
So there is the shit you do on purpose, like, pho? Like, bro, let's go get some pho.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I want to fucking hit you in the throat.
We do a little trolling. We troll a little bit.
What? Oh, okay. So, like, when you first met each of us, was there something that you were like, I don't know if I like that about him?
Nah.
Nothing?
He saw the color of my skin, was like, I don't like that about him.
No, I'm pretty chill. I'm usually like, let me get the
He
gauge
looks like
person.
He appropriates cultures. Fucking walks into school on fucking culture day. He's like, in a Komodo.
What? I thought it was culture day.
Oh my God, dude. I was driving around DC and I saw this black dude. Full decked out, like, fucking kimono, samurai sword on his back, umbrella. Like, the fucking, like, the parasol,
I should say.
Yeah, fucking straight up, like black samurai vibes.
Yeah.
Like, walking around broad daylight DC. I was like, huh.
I was like, that's cool. You know, it's like
another show that's just racist.
Yeah, fucking.
No, I mean, I don't
we're
actually.
Not, we're not doing come down bits.
I just wanted his laugh. I didn't know there was going to be a Nick part.
But yeah, it's just like, you know, like, is that appropriation or is that like respect? You know what I mean? Where do you draw the line?
I think it depends. Like, you don't know. You can't judge someone's culture just based off their skin because you don't know.
The obvious shit.
Right. Yeah, you don't know, like, they might...
Deeper meanings.
Well, he might be, like, of African-American descent, which explains his skin tone,
mm-hmm.
but he might have grown in, like, an Asian country, so he was raised with the culture of an Asian person.
Also, like, press X to doubt. It looked like he was cosplaying.
Oh, word, yeah. Okay.
That's what I mean, like, yeah, samurai shit, that. You know, like, kimono.
He didn't say cosplaying, though.
Well, I mean, nobody just walks around a kimono.
Well, yeah, that's fair, but you don't know if he's...
That'd be pretty sick if you just... Fuck it, you know?
Well, no.
You
so
get
like,
to a point in life, you're like, fuck it, kimonos, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean...
That'd be sick.
Like, from what I've been told, you know, working with, you know, like, boss is Japanese, manager's Japanese,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, what do you think of cosplayers? He's like, they're like, I don't fucking get it. You're like, well, what is that? Or like, what about people that just, like, fucking wear, you know, like kimonos? Or like, he's like, well, that's more of like a celebratory... gown that's not like normal,
right?
So it's so like
it has a deeper meaning.
Yeah, exactly. There's okay, like deeper meanings to that shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
People
but you don't know if that gentleman was coming from an event like that.
Yeah, well, it was a local anime
convention. Well, no, I'm pretty sure I saw a sign like, you know, like donations and shit.
Oh, word. Okay.
So I think he's just like kind of like a crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's also that
walking around with like, you know, his aesthetic.
Yeah,
based. Hey, man. People gonna be people, man.
Word. Facts, bro. Facts.
Damn. Saturday, February 5th. Let's spin some fucking tunes.
Oh, my God.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
Let's do a Palentine's Day.
It's Friday, right?
I think it's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday is the 13th.
Nah.
No.
No one's asked me out to be their Valentine's yet.
Oh. I mean, you gonna do something for yourself? You know, that's what I did last year.
Oh, shit. I usually do Galentine's.
That's what I said. We should do Palentine's Day.
Oh, I'm down. Let's do Palentine's.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You don't even sound like you're interested.
Well, no. I mean, I'm down. I was just thinking in my... I was planning out in my head. I'm like, wait, when the fuck are we celebrating it? I think we're doing ours the 12th. Because that's when
okay, well,
off.
Can you confirm?
Well, I mean, the reservation's locked.
Do it right now. Right. Get her on.
Can you text her?
No, we don't care. No one wants to hear us do plans, so let's do this off the pod.
Okay, guys, so my plan is to actually talk about this on the pod. No, hey, yo, real question.
And now we're hanging up.
Betty Mae S'mores.
Yo,
snacks,
shit's fucking, it's fire, bro. You want some?
Yeah, let me call some.
Fuck yeah,
I just been staring. I'm like, yo, why is this
dude,
here?
You gotta, dude, Tsukasa, Mikasa. Oh, no, wait. Mikasa, Tsukasa. Sorry, yeah. That's what I say. Damn. I say Tsukasa, Mikasa.
Hey, man, language has evolved.
See, is that appropriation?
No. I think it's a saying, though.
It is a saying. It is. He said it's a saying. It is a saying.
Is it appropriation to learn another language?
Nah.
I think we're going to get there, bro. These woke warriors are going to be like, wow, you're learning a language that isn't yours. Talk
I mean, is that appropriation? You know, is my grammar off or something if I said, like, Tsukasa, Mikasa? I say that as a joke because I know the vice versa.
Yeah, let me get
like,
one of them little SOBs.
Is, you know, like, my house is your house. But if I flip it and I say, like, Tsukasa, Mikasa, like, your house is my house.
I think if you're intentionally, like, if you're being disrespectfully malicious. Doing it, yeah, maliciously, then I could see it as appropriation.
Well, I never do it as maliciously. I just say it as, like, a jokey joke because, like, I just show up to people's houses and I just fucking, I'm just there. Anthony knows.
Yo.
Anthony's parents have had a conversation with me. They're like, hey, listen, you know, we love having you over, but.
But. Like,
you have your own house to go to. Shit like that.
That's fair. That's boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, man. And like, yo, mad this respect. To, like, I love Anthony's parents, man. You know, like, they're fucking, they're blunt. Wow. They're straight up, you know, and they're.
God damn, these are good as hell.
Yeah, this shit's good, huh?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I have friends at work at Fannie Mae. What?
How much are these?
I think it was like just over $10.
I get so fat. I buy like three.
My body.
Oh, yep. Dude! I had a few the first day I opened it.
Yeah.
And I texted Christina right away, and I was like, "Yo, we got to go back and buy like two more."
Is it Fannie Mae, MAY, or
you know Fannie Mae, like the fucking
like the mortgage loan?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
I'm googling it right
get
now.
Your own phone. I'll send you a picture of it. I have a picture.
You have a
of
picture
somewhere.
Of it?
Yeah. Oh, you're getting them at Walmart.
Because I was flexing. I was like, yo, you guys got to get this shit.
I went to Walmart today.
Let me text the Spicy Boys.
I went to Walmart today to buy Bang Energy and a... I really wanted to go in there to buy a protein shake. Like, you know, just one of those, like, cheap Muscle Milk ones.
Yeah.
At Costco?
No.
He just said Walmart.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sorry, anyway. I had Costco on the brain.
Costco, sponsor the pod.
Anthony, I have a question for you once you finish your statement.
Okay. Anyway, so I went to Walmart. I went to buy two things. I forgot my fucking wallet in my car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe I can just use Apple Pay. Walmart doesn't take Apple Pay.
Yeah.
So
the fuck?
Yeah. Dead serious. I asked the...
That's so 2010.
I asked the woman working the self-checkout part. I'm like, does Walmart take Apple Pay? She's like, no, we take Walmart Pay and some other shit.
There's Walmart Pay?
I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, what the fuck's Walmart Pay?
It's like PayPal. You just load up money onto an account.
Yeah. So she was real cool. She's like, just go around to your car, bro. I'll watch it. And I was like, yes.
Was she cute? You.
No, she was an older woman.
Yo.
She was good looking for an older woman, but not like, you know.
I told you guys.
Not like I was trying to pipe.
Yo, you know what's crazy? What? You guys ever been to Canada?
No.
No.
Dude, Canadian girls, for some reason, there's something fucking in the water, man. They are just very attractive.
It's the free healthcare.
Yo.
And maple syrup.
No, but the pharmacist, the pharmacist.
Oh, way
Walmart,
up north
bro.
There, eh?
Mm. Quality.
I don't go to Walmart. Pharmacies. So.
I went to pick up for my mom, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, I wouldn't know because I don't go.
Fuck
well,
Walmart.
She dressed cute. Like, she had a little pharmacy coat on.
I don't think
on.
That's every Walmart. I think you just got lucky.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. I mean, she got nice eyes and her bracelet and her rings and her
Oh, my God.
Cute.
I think you talked about this with us. Did you holler at her? What's up?
I mean, I just complimented her.
I said, what's up? I said, what's
up? That's all I did.
You can go back and be like, hey, you know, like, I've been here a few times, and...
No, I only saw her once. Walton, I thought about, you. Like, because at the end, she was like, do you have any questions? And then I get, like, I didn't have any questions about the medicine, and I get to my car, I was like, fuck, I should have asked her if she was free to grab dinner. That should have been my question.
That would have been a good question.
Right, but I
think it would have been transitioned, strong, you know.
It would have been a good transition.
Yeah, bold.
Yeah, confident.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, penis erection pills. You're like, damn. Can you ask a girl out?
For his mom.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
Thanks for listening, dog.
What? Maybe your mom gets some for your dad. Your
oh,
dad
my God. Stop. I'm uncomfortables.
What? Uncomfies.
What, so bro? My dad sent my mom who sent me to get him Viagra pills, bro.
Via through your mom.
Goddamn.
Hey, these don't look like heart medicine. They're blue.
Hey, these ain't for me, but they could be. You know what I'm saying, girl?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you know, I'm fucking. This dick stays hard. Folks, head on over
four
to Blue.
4+ hours, but that don't bother my doctor.
Folks, go on and head over to BlueChew.com.
Wait, okay,
BlueChew.com uses the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Use code GBD for free shipping on your first order.
It's where the fuck do you come up with this shit?
These are real ads.
Oh, my God. You listen to them?
No, like, I listen to, you know, these are, like, ads on podcasts that I listen to.
I know you saw my face. Just fucking. I'm just like, where the fuck does he get this shit?
My mind is an endless vacuum of content.
I know, and we love it.
Thank you.
But what the fuck?
Doug McMillan owns Walmart, so.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's
I
the
guess
CEO of Walmart.
Well, the owner of Walmart, apparently.
So now we have to fight Doug McMillan, unless.
For what?
Doug
what did
DiMedome,
he do? What did we
owner
do?
Of the Dougsdale DiMedome.
Why are we fighting Walmart?
Because we're anti-billionaires.
Oh, true.
Hey, unless he wants to sponsor the pod.
I'm pro-billionaire.
Yeah, I'm pro.
Oh, my God. So
yeah,
I saw
bro,
this
I'm anti-billionaire till I start making some walla. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a hater till I'm a player. Yep. No, but
I start porting those PJs, brother. You know, it's over.
So I saw this hack. Anthony, you should totally do this, man.
Yeah, I got a hack for you, too. But you tell me yours first.
Okay. You made me nervous when he said that. So, like, for your wedding, if you can find billionaires' addresses, just send them an invite. And then somebody was like, dude, you got a 50-50 chance. The secretary's like, fuck it. He's not available. I don't know who the fuck this is, but I'll send them a gift.
Yeah. My hack is if you want anything free at a store, just point a gun at the store clerk. So let's go back to the gun ASMR.
Oh, my God.
I'm unhinged, man.
Fabrizio, have you been to the range? You have, right?
We've done it once as a group. I got the hot brass in my eye.
Oh, nice. Yeah, would you do it again? I mean, not the hot brass, but go to the range?
Oh, yeah, I go.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, we should go when fucking shit's cheaper again.
Oh, yeah, bro. He pulled that slide back.
Yeah, we're pro Second Amendment here.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to buy a Glock. A little Glock 17.
You should. I mean, you talk to, you know, Qua about that.
He doesn't like Glocks.
I know he doesn't like Glocks, but, you know. So what is his reasoning? What is his reasoning, though? Is he just like, oh, that's so basic? Or is that really the only reason? Or is it, like, actual, like, functionality and shit?
I don't remember.
People ride the fucking...
They just ride the hype wave.
Yeah, they ride that hill that they're willing to die on.
Let's see if we can afford a communal Glock for the podcast.
Communal Glock.
I'll offer mine.
What do we want? Glock 13, Glock 19?
Glock 19. Yeah,
all right. Glock 19, subcompact.
They're like $500 brand new.
I want a Gen 3. I feel like that's the, you know, they're like a Gen 5 now.
Yeah.
I feel like Gen 3.
I think Gen 3 is still meta.
It's the GOAT. It's the GOAT.
I don't really know what they really changed. I think they changed, like, they might change the, like, the trigger.
Yeah. Dude, Joel's Glock? It's awesome. He got a stipple grip done to it. It's nice.
Oh, but he got it, like, nice done?
Yeah.
I know people that try to, like, DIY it with the soldering iron.
No, he did it. He sent it out to some professionals.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. I thought about doing that, but I'm like, I don't have the money to play with my guns right now.
Dude, that's such an expensive hobby.
It is. Oh, my God. Like, everything, every little thing you could, like, want to do to your gun, easily, like, 100-something.
We're now a gun podcast. Black Rifle Coffee, sponsor the pod.
Dude, I'm not, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not that deep into the community where, like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about because I don't.
Yeah, same. I'm like, oh, I know how to pull the slide back.
But I like them.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, one of those things. So, okay, so let me ask you this. So there's, like the internet split about it. If you have a hobby, do you think you have to know everything and everything about it?
No.
About the hobby and, like, be good at it? Do you have to be good at a hobby to...
No, that's the whole point of a hobby to me is to be able to find something that you enjoy that relaxes you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's like...
That's what you would think. Yeah. But then there's other people that are like, dude, what the fuck? You don't know this? It's like fucking crochet 101.
Well, I mean, so I guess it depends, right? So... If you're into a hobby and you're like, yeah, I'm really about this hobby, you should know some of the basic stuff.
Yeah.
Damn, like, this dude's got a
picture. I mean, but, like, you know, I guess it depends on, like, what you consider basic. You know what I mean? To them, as, like, a fucking vet that has been doing this, what the fuck am I looking at?
Some dude with the extendo clip.
I see the extendo.
Why is he driving a Hyundai?
A Hyundai.
A Hyundai. You think I may let you drive a Hyundai?
A Sonata.
Like.
Good old like, honk. Scoob.
Good old
get honk. The Glock.
Like, I don't think you should be able to be like, oh, my God, you couldn't recognize this, like, super specific model, but you should know, like...
Yeah, like, oh, you don't know how to do this stitch, and you call yourself a crocheter?
Right.
It's like, okay, like, relax, dude, like...
Like, I'm not calling myself a crocheter, you... What is it?
It's not even that. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, like, I crochet, but, like, doesn't mean I have to know, like, every single stitch out there.
Right, yeah.
You know, what if I just like doing, like, the fucking three basic ones that you...
Right.
You know, I don't know, you know, how many fucking there are, you know?
Right, like, right,
I mean, there's always going to be haters within a... hobby.
Yeah, haterade. They're on the
or
haterade
some gatekeepers,
juice.
You know.
Like vegans.
Yeah. Although vegan, I don't know. I feel like vegans aren't as polarizing as they were anymore.
Or yeah, I think they're more low-key.
If any, I still think it's, like, bad.
You mean veganism's bad?
Not bad, but I'm just saying, like, they're,
bro,
like...
intolerant. Intolerant.
No.
Intolerant.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, there's people that are still, like...
You know what we
like,
say to...
Do you know that, like...
Meat's
honey,
murder, bro.
Yeah, like, honey isn't vegan? Like, I can't believe you.
Joe Rogan's got a great bit about that.
You know, like,
I don't know
like
how
that,
to engage like, people like that. I'm like, okay.
Like, avocados aren't vegan, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it because of, like, insects?
No, yeah, exactly, because they use bee labor.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you know, like, oh, that's, like, forced labor. That's fucked up. You know, that's not really vegan.
I saw on Twitter... They were
you know, like, I've heard people say that.
That's fine. I mean, that would be my response. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else you want me to say. Like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I feel like a lot of people just want to start shit just because their lives
they
are boring.
Can. Yeah.
Yeah, they just want to stir the pot.
Yeah, and they just want to feel like they know
hey,
more
I get
than
that.
Other people.
I love stirring the pot.
I like stirring the pot as long
but
as
like,
people
have
fun.
But, like, my intentions are never, like,
I love
rooted in how I feel, you know? Like, if I'm stirring the pot, I'm stirring it because I know I'll get a reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what I say has no, like, Like I don't feel in my heart of hearts, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, I feel like a lot of people do that, though, but they don't admit that they like stirring the pot for the sake of stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they impart on themselves this, like, holier than thou, you know, like, save the world type of vibe. You know, it's like, my opinion is going to fucking change
things. It's because they were told they're special.
That's cool. They can be special elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's why participation trophies are fucking ruining this country.
Yeah, and that's why we're turning into a alt-right podcast, folks.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about participation trophies?
I don't care, dude.
I think as a kid, you know, it was great, but at the same time, growing up, why the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, we never, I used to play soccer, right?
Yeah.
We would fucking lose half our games, and, you know, we would still get trophies at the end of the season. Like,
let's see how we're doing.
I just think it's like, you could just acknowledge that, you know, like, hey, this is, you know, like, I think the trophy's kind of stupid. I think it's better if, like, you create a memory. Like, for me, it's
unlocked a core memory.
It's because I prefer, like, I'm not a very materialistic person.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, it's specifically that.
Yeah, I love materials, bro. I'm about to buy some new underwear, new shoes.
Oh, I need new underwear. Hey, so my friend was telling me that there's this underwear, and if I get the website to get it, but you can get it with, like, robes.
You're
like the underwear will match your robe that
you get. Oh, okay. I thought it was, like, underwear and robe made to get, like, it's underwear with, like, a cape.
Nah, I just think it'd be really cool if, like, I had an underwear and then the robe to match it. Because I already have a robe.
Sure.
But it doesn't match. I'd love
to have a robe, man.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like a
bro.
Nice white terry cloth robe.
Oh, no. Mine's like a nice satin, like burgundy or wine.
Oh, okay. So you got like the sexy one.
Yeah.
Like I'm fucking robe.
Yeah. Gotcha. I love wearing that shit afterwards. I'm like, yep.
You feel that, bitch? Smoke. That's satin. Smoke a
cigar.
Yeah. Walk out the bedroom. Hopefully my roommate's not in the living room.
Nothing hits
your
like
man thong with your little ball pouch.
Hey, yo. Not again.
Folks,
I thought that's how you introduced me to Christina.
No.
Folks, this sex
also,
segment
yes.
was brought to you by
that was
Camel
like,
Crushes.
Fun fact number two about Fabrizio.
Camel Crushes.
Fresh like no camel on hump day.
If you want a cigarette with a little menthol, Camel cigarettes. Smoke one, bitch.
If you're poor, you can get Paul Malls.
Oh, I love Pall Malls, man.
Really?
Yeah, the Pall Mall Orange. Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, I smoked that shit in college. It was
dude,
awesome.
Oh my god, what were my go-tos, man? Fucking what are the Native Americans one?
American Spirit.
Spirits.
American Spirits.
Those are good.
Camel Crush.
Yep.
Yeah, I smoked Parliaments for a while.
Nice. Yeah, dude. The Pall Mall. Yeah, dude. This. Yep.
What am I thinking of? The gross ones. Newports.
That's menthol. Yep. That's straight menthol.
Wait, yeah.
But it wasn't like a tasty menthol.
I've never smoked
cigarettes
a Newport,
in general
so
tasty. But
what was fact number three?
What?
Fact number three.
I know. What do you mean?
Number one was my nipple. Number two was I wear thongs. Number three is what?
You keep a bag.
I had a third one.
I don't know, bro. I didn't know that you even fucking told her a second one. I didn't know you had a first one until today.
He keeps a running list of all the odd stuff.
I do have a lot of stories about you guys. I remember telling her, "It's like, oh my god, there was this one fucking hilarious time that Fabrizio and Suki played a basketball game to see who would get the top bump."
Oh my god.
And it went on for 30 minutes. Nobody could make the fucking last shot because they both sucked. And then at the end, they ended up just splitting up the bets anyways. So nobody
really
there
won.
Was no bunk. Just both bitched out. Who the fuck won that anyways? I think Suki won it.
No, I thought.
No, I thought I won it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sue's like, fuck this. We're just going to split,
split the bet.
Yeah,
off. What a sore loser.
Yeah, Suki's a petty bitch, yo. I love that man. But some of the shit he does, I'm like, bruh. Like, why are you like this?
Yes.
Commit to the bet.
Damn, dude. Glock 19 Gen 3, $500.
Yeah. You can't ask people to commit, bro. Commitment. People be struggling with that shit.
Let's see.
That's
how much,
why. What's the divorce rate now?
It's not even that.
It's like 50, right?
It's not even
that. I saw it's also trending upwards from the pandemic.
Like, people aren't even committed to themselves. Like, people aren't committed to finding or to chasing their dreams. People aren't committed to being physically healthy. People aren't committed to, like, reading of like stuff about
that's,
what they
that's
just because we have too many options now.
Yeah.
I got options.
Overstimulated.
Brand new whip.
Yeah. Got no keys.
Tailor my clothes, no starch, please.
Oh, bitch, I thought you were going to talk about push the starts.
Fuck push to start. What y'all know about the remote start?
No, fuck that. I want to put my key in the slot and just fucking turn that bitch over.
I want a remote start, but I also want a turnover.
What if your car starts moaning every time you put the key in? You're like, I'm not going back.
Nope.
You know people put like flashlights in their exhaust pipes? Huh? People put flashlights in their exhaust pipes.
Oh, I've seen videos of that.
I've seen videos of that. Yeah, and it starts queefing.
Yeah, like while it's running, right?
Oh, I meant like the fuck.
Oh, no. I think people fuck their cars.
Hold on.
Yeah, how do you think they made Cars the movie?
How far down the rabbit hole did you go to find that shit?
No, that's what I thought you guys were saying. You're like, yeah, I see videos like that. I was like, wait, what the
fuck? No, yeah, I've seen people do it as a joke.
Yeah, like they'll put a flashlight in the exhaust and turn it on.
Just see the air like blow out.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about the other thing. I was
Dude, the cars world's an interesting one to think about. Because, like, you know, how deep does it go?
It goes pretty deep. You ever been to H2OI?
No, I meant, like, Cars the movie. Like, the universe in Cars the movie.
So, you're on the pod.
I guess?
Yeah, again.
What do you mean again? It's a week. Well, it used to be a weekly thing.
Lunch, bro.
What's for lunch? Oh, we're about to actually plan lunch right now. You want to come?
What? Where are you guys going?
I don't know. I think we might.
I got to piss like a horse.
Did you
want
to try Super Chicken?
I'll try Super Chicken since you're hyped about it.
We might try Super Chicken.
Super Chicken's good.
That's what I said. I told him, man, the little Chino's going to show the Latino where the spot's at.
He's being racist towards himself.
I'm not being racist.
That's a man of culture right there.
Oh, my God. He really just said that.
Chino's are made up culture?
Because I like thighs, bro.
Uh-huh. No, even, that's how you know it's legit.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Yeah, I was like, hang up on that man.
You up when we're done.
And that shit.
Was that?
Who was that?
I'm not gonna say his name.
That's just getting edited right out, folks.
Yeah, I can't believe that happened.
I honestly thought.
I mean, I get that though. Like, if they don't speak, I thought that's who that was. Yeah, if they don't speak. Like,
yeah, it's like, you know, it's good when they don't speak a lick of English. I'm like, what?
If they don't speak English very well, like, I feel like I'm very submerged in the culture there.
It depends, though. Like, I've been to fucking, like, even, like, some taquerios, mm-hmm. or taquerias, I should say.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. Say it right, bro.
Fuck you.
You can't even say Vietnamese. Shut up, boy.
Yeah. But, like, fuck, some taquerias, you know, they're owned by, like, grandmas and shit. You know, like, you know, the fucking tias and the tios.
Damn, that kind of picked up real well.
In the kitchen. And then, like, I'll get some, like, fucking, like, below par type shit. You know, so I don't think not speaking the language translates to
good quality. That's fair. But I do feel
I went to this one taqueria and had a drive-thru.
Oh, no, for sure. The environment hits different.
I went to this one taqueria and went through the drive-thru and I pulled up. And they're like, hey, welcome to Taco Bell. What can I get you?
I was like, this bitch is going to talk about Taco Bell.
I said, I'm going to let him run his bit. I'm going to let him have this.
Just let me have it, folks. It's all I got.
As soon as he said drive-thru, I'm like, oh, fuck.
What taqueria has a drive-thru? Well, let me tell you. It's a little family-owned restaurant.
Anita's has a drive-thru or did at least for the
pandemic. Dude, Anita's breakfast burritos?
But Anita's isn't. Fucks. I wouldn't call that a taqueria. That's Tex-Mex.
Yeah, it's Tex-Mex for sure.
You know what's good Tex-Mex?
No.
It's
Chewy's.
Yeah. I like their shirts.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fuck. It's by Fairfax Station. You know where, like, the Gold's Gym is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
No.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know where lives, right? If you're getting on Ox, it's the road before Ox.
It's Southwest Ox by Apple Federal Credit Union, AutoZone.
No.
It's Gold's Gym.
La Tolteca.
That's it. Yeah, that one. That's got good text.
Not hit.
Man, you fucking...
What?
Uncultured swine.
Bro, so last time I went there...
Yeah, it's like right down the street from us.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I totally forgot to tell you guys you can park in 606.
Thanks, dick.
I forgot. I don't care.
Big cock, motherfucker.
I forgot Christina's at work.
I asked for... last time I ate there, I asked for, like, corn tortillas.
Yeah.
They didn't get
them.
Damn,
you know what I'm fucking craving
now? I was bummed. I was like, damn.
I want tamales.
Tamales?
Tamale.
I hate it when people are like, let's get some tamales. I'm like, tamale.
Yeah, tamales.
They say come down from my last album.
I'm just saying, like, you actually said it right.
Oh, okay.
But I hate when people like, tamales? I'm like, why do you say the E like that?
Tamales.
Tamales.
Males?
Hey, wey, foo.
Yo quiero mamis.
Me gusta chichis, right?
Oh, my God.
All right, folks.
Boobies.
Yes.
How much time are we on?
We're at like an hour and 10.
Oh, my God.
I got to pee like a horse, okay. And I'm hungry, so.
Let's wrap it up, then.
Let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening, folks. Please tell your friends. We're not trying to do this for free anymore.
tell your sneaky links.
Yeah, tell your sneaky links to listen. Actually, put us on while linking.
Tell your sneaky link to tell their sneaky link, because.
Yeah, let's be honest. You're not the only person she's seeing.
Yeah. True. Big facts.
She said it there.
All right. Here's 34, 35.
You might think I'm crazy. What? The way I've been craving.
If I put it quite
plainly. This song's about fucking.
Just give me them babies. So what you doing? Fuck me till the daylight. 34, 35.
Whoops. All right, folks. If you drink it like coffee, you keep it squeaky. If you can make an earthquake, make the bed shake.
Ew.
Those are her lyrics.
Oh, you dead ass?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this song's really gross. If you
Ariana Grande's a freak.
Yeah.